The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by Shellhead Comics and More. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles of the year 2017, the year of our Lord 2017. Yes, no, maybe so.
No, yeah, it's 2017.
Oh, okay. It's just not the year of our Lord.
Technically, it is. It depends.
Okay.
Like, the scientific people don't like to use that anymore. That's why it's, instead of BC, it's BCE.
Oh.
Before Common Era, is what they call it.
Oh. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Darn lack of religion.
Yeah.
Gang, this show is brought to you by Shellhead Comics, the Shellhead Comics blog, and more at shellheadcomics.com. I'm Jason Duvall. With me, as always, my best friend and co-host, Dave Draper.
Yay! Let's make this a good one so we can be proud to post it to the
yes.
The groups.
Dave did ask me, hey, you didn't post the show on Facebook. I'm like, oh, no, I sure didn't.
No. Because
it was a pretty pathetic show, and I'm like...
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. I don't think it was as bad as you think it was.
Oh, I don't know. It was pretty terrible. It was just us going...
Fine.
It was just us for 40 minutes going,
No, it wasn't that bad at all. No.
Oh, my God. Gang, we are back. It's a brand new year. Of course, with the new year always comes New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Mine this year, well, mine and Carrie's this year, is to refinance the house, to get our house payment down, because every year it's gone up productively. And it's now nearing $1,000 a month.
Yikes.
Yeah. So we're trying to refinance to get it down to about the 700 mark.
Yeah,
that would be a plus.
That'd be good.
And as well as get the toy collection inventoried and insured this year. That's a major goal. So
That $300 a month.
I've also made a conscious effort that I need to pay down my debt. Which I've been paying on my debt. I know, right?
God, well, I want to smack you every time. Like, every couple of years, it's like, oh, by the way.
Well,
this
I just...
debt that I told you not to worry about 5 years ago.
Well, by that, I mean I want to pay more towards it. I've just been paying, like, the minimum to
stuff.
Which, if I keep doing that, it'll be cleared by 2019.
Okay, well, that's a lot better than a lot of people who are just paying the minimum.
That's true. That's because Jason was smart and got a no-interest loan. Like, well, not a low interest flat rate loan, like,
which you still have to pay off.
Well, yeah, but still, you know, it doesn't go up productively every year like the house payment.
All right, well, whatever.
Oh.
Whatever.
Plus, with my health scare last month,
yeah,
I've been eating healthier. I've been exercising. I've been drinking. Well, I've had a soda here and there, but. I've been drinking water. I've been trying to cut down on, you know.
Is that what that is?
That's water, but it's got lemonade. It's got
Crystal Light. Jesus God, it's like Flint, Michigan in here.
No, it's got Crystal Light pouches.
Okay.
My water is yellow. It's because it's
flavor. I was like, please tell me that's not water or it's got something in it.
It's because it's lemonade flavor.
Yeah, I got you.
Helps me drink more water a day.
I know. I have issues with like the stuff they put in the flavoring. I can't have sucrose.
No, yeah.
And all the stuff has sucrose. There's supposed to be like this cup. Have you seen the ads for these cups called, oh God, what are they called? It's like some kind of schmancy cup, but it's got like a thing that it releases a scent. They're scented cups.
Oh, yeah.
So it tricks you into thinking the water flavor.
Yeah, you should get some of those.
I want to. I don't think they're for sale yet.
Oh, dang it.
I think it's a Kickstarter thing or something.
Oh, stupid Kickstarter. Grrg.
Speaking of which. Well, no, we'll do the resolution.
Oh, okay. What about
there's a new Kickstarter, someone asked me about, and then I actually heard about it. It's another 1/18 scale.
Oh.
So guys, they tried to do female figures that they weren't the Valkyries, and they kind of failed on that one. They've got a new one out, but it's suits. You know how I'm always saying dudes in suits?
Yeah.
It's dudes in suits.
Oh, nice.
I'm totally all in.
Well, isn't one of them like Ronald Reagan?
They just announced like there's going to be a special figure for Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
I'm like, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. That's what's going to sell that Kickstarter, because every joke I want is going to want a Reagan.
Yeah. I was all in before that, man. I was like, suits.
Yeah.
I've been telling you people forever, suits.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a while. David, what have you decided to try to do for this New Year's?
I definitely... Like, I want to lose weight, and the practical effect of that is I'm cutting down on what I'm eating, and I'm drinking more water and less soda.
Yep.
It's baby steps, but I mean, like, that's the only way it's going to work for me, is baby steps.
Right.
Like, if I just go, I'm just going to drink water and no soda within 2 days.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'm drinking all the soda!
Yep.
So, you know, it's right now it's every other thing I drink is water. Which is, you know, good for me.
Yeah.
Better than just everything being soda.
True.
And instead of getting, like, 2 burgers, I get 1 burger.
Right.
Instead of getting 2 of this, I get one of that.
Yeah.
I need to cut out the side thing, the fries and stuff. I felt bad about that today, but, you know, I've got this small 50-pound mooch that demands her tribute when I bring home food.
Yes.
So we'll work on that. But that, and I want to move on to the next level of eating actual stuff I cook that's healthier.
Right.
And back into that. Because I used to cook for myself all the time.
Yeah.
Like, years ago. I've just gotten out of it. I've just gotten lazy. And it got worse this last year when I found out, you know, like, these order-to-eat Springfield things.
Right.
You can just call a restaurant and have them send you food. I'm like, well, that's brilliant.
That's amazing.
It's like I'm living in New York City. It's great. I already don't talk to my neighbors.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
It is wonderful.
I never have to leave the house.
Yeah.
I can order all my toys online.
Yeah,
well.
For some reason, my clothes don't fit.
Oh, no.
It's awesome.
No.
You know, and then, like, I probably need to, like, find a more different kinds of exercise. But right now, just, you know, hoping to get through winter and getting back to the park.
You know what we need to do? Don't you have a treadmill downstairs?
No.
We need to get you a treadmill.
Yeah, I've had treadmills before.
Yeah, well, it's especially in the wintertime.
Yeah.
You can walk, you know, the equivalent of like 4 or 5 blocks on a treadmill every day.
Yeah.
You know, walk for half an hour every day. That way you're not out in the cold. You're inside.
I've always had issues with treadmills.
Really?
Just getting them to work right and have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've been like hardcore working out, like,
well, apparently.
Oh, okay. Yesterday we did cardio and it was a bunch of kickboxing stuff. And today it was weights and it was hard.
I bet.
It was hard. It was a half an hour and it was tough.
Well, my thing is I'm trying to find a sweet spot between not doing anything or just, you know, talking about. No, but not doing anything and doing too much and burning out too quick,
right.
And cuz I know me and I know that those are generally the two settings.
Right.
Is I'm going to do this and do that. And then you do it once and you're like, oh, God, that was so hard. It sucks. Yep. So I'm trying.
You just got to stick with it and keep doing it. And
that's
what we're doing because, you know, just as much as I don't want to die, I don't want to see you die too.
You know, I've still got, they keep pushing everything back. I still got 3 years.
Yeah, I saw that they pushed back Han Solo apparently.
Like, I was surprised they hadn't done that already. To me, that was more the story was, wait, I thought everything was in.
Because
my 3-year survival plan involved waiting for Christmas 2019.
Yep.
And they keep saying it's May, but I'm like, I'm not going to be that lucky.
That was the other thing, and I think we'll talk about this right away, is that
okay.
Disney has gotten a crap ton of flack since Carrie Fisher died, and it was announced
they got a policy, yeah.
Yeah, that they collected on their insurance policy. And the amount of people that are pissed about that is ridiculous. They're like, why would you do that? This is ridiculous.
Why would you do that? Because you took out a policy and why wouldn't you?
Yeah, and people don't understand how the movie industry works. When you have, and it's not so much like Carrie Fisher was a health risk at the time. She wasn't really.
Well, she was 60 years old.
She was 60 years old. They do the same thing with Hamill. They do it with what they do. They did it with Ford.
This is
they
what
do it with Fisher. They take out insurance policies on these actors.
Look, this is why Robert Downey Jr.'s career died in the 90s.
Yeah,
because he couldn't get insurance.
Nobody would insure him. And especially with elderly actors like Ford and Fisher and Hamill. When you sign them on to a multi-picture deal for you don't know what's going to happen. And you sign them to, you know, you get insurance taken out on them in case the horribleness happens and they either pass away or can't perform anymore. And this is what happened with Carrie Fisher. She unfortunately passed away. And Disney's like, well, this is why we took out an insurance policy. You know, she finished 2 of her 3-picture deal.
Yeah.
Now they have to find a way to tastefully either write her out or...
Well, they have to write her out.
CGI somebody in her place.
No, write her out.
It's like, how do they handle that in this last film?
I don't see. I haven't seen the next one, so I don't know. Like I don't know. I'm gonna step on toes. I'm gonna cause trouble. I don't want to cause trouble because my third resolution was to be nicer.
That's true.
But that being said, I don't know why Princess Leia is supposedly supposed to be so vital to this new series.
I know that she...
She had a small role in Force Awakens,
and
she was the worst thing in it.
She plays... Like, her character plays a bigger role in this next film.
I've heard that.
You know, maybe they give her the big role in this film. That's her send-off. And then in the last one, they kind of talk about how she's off at the other part of the galaxy, you know, trying to hold off.
Planets get blown up all the time in these movies.
Yeah. True.
Things happen.
I just thought it was the most ridiculous thing that you've got all these people, like, just screwy upset. Well, and then again, it's today's social media generation where they don't understand things and they immediately latch out. It's like, everyone's like, they should donate that $50 million to charities. I'm like, that's
they
not,
probably will.
They probably will, but technically, that's not how insurance money works.
Yeah, no.
Like, that money goes back into Disney's money purse.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, they've had a rough year. They've only made about $7 billion.
They're the first movie theater in history.
The
first movie company in history to clear $7 billion of the box office in a year.
Yeah,
and that should moving for the Carrie Fisher thing, because I don't want to completely...
It's all tied together. It's Disney, it's money.
But it's fascinating to think we went from Michael Eisner to...
Katzenberg?
No, not Katzenberg. Oh, my God.
George Lucas?
No. I like completely brain farted.
C.B. DeMille?
Not C.B. DeMille. I got to look it up now, because my brain just shut down.
Vince McMahon?
No chance. Robert Iger. God, dear Lord. Bob sure Iger. Jesus, I could not think of Bob. I couldn't think of Iger's name. I was going to call him Bob, like we're on a first name basis. Me and Bob, man, we're tight. Yeah. We hang out, we're tight.
Yeah.
We're good, man. He takes me around the parks. We hang out with Mickey. Mickey's done some things he doesn't want to talk about in public. It's crazy, man. He tells the craziest stories.
You done yet?
I'm done. But anyway, so we go from Eisner, who basically was destroying the company from within because he was too stubborn and pig-headed to realize that there needed to be a change, to getting him gone and putting Robert Iger in charge. And Iger has been like one of the greatest Disney company presidents since Disney himself. Like, you look at the list of accomplishments the man has had. I mean, he's churned out hit after hit of turning the Disney animated films into live action. Like, everyone that's come out has been a big hit. Pixar still continues to be a box office darling.
Yep. Finding Dory was one.
Finding Dory was
the billion-dollar movies this year.
You know, he made efforts, because before him, Disney was not going to work with Pixar anymore. They were going to make their own sequels of the Pixar-created movies because they own those characters. Pixar doesn't.
Well, yeah.
So they were going to make a Toy Story 3.
Can you imagine what Cars 2 would have been like without Pixar?
Awful. So they were going to make a Toy Story 3 without Pixar and all the stuff, and Pixar was going to move on and work with, I don't remember, like DreamWorks or someone, something crazy. And then Eisner left, and Iger walked in.
Now I'm just mourning the Ice Age 4 we never got.
Yeah. Iger walked in and bought Pixar, like convinced the board and the shareholders, like, we need to buy Pixar. Like, this is not a wish list. Like, we literally need Pixar. Like, we need to have them. They need to stay with us. And they bought Pixar. And then they turned around and bought the failing Marvel Comics at the time and turned it into a powerhouse. Because when they bought Marvel, Marvel was not...
Marvel's been struggling. No, because they got out of the thing with the guy from Toy Biz.
Yes.
The weird, creepy guy who didn't like to be photographed.
Yes.
And then now causing problems.
Oh, yeah. And then turned around and bought Lucasfilm.
And bought Lucasfilm.
So, on top of that, the parks continue to make buku bucks. Shanghai Disney has been a big success, which a lot of people thought it was going to fail. It's actually been a big moneymaker this year. They've already cleared like 1 million visitors this year.
Okay.
And they haven't been open that long. So,
I assume you mean last year.
Last year, sorry, 2016.
Like, in 4 days, that's impressive.
I know, right? It's nuts!
It's China, though!
This year for Disney has been very, very pleasant to see. Speaking of some unpleasantness, Rob Liefeld's Extreme Universe has created a movie pact with King, Fundamental Films, and Goldsman.
Okay.
Graham King and Fundamental Films have partnered with Rob Liefeld to build movies from the comic book characters Liefeld created in what is known as the Extreme Universe. King will produce partner The Extreme Universe covers 9 comic books encompassing more than 100 characters that include Brigade, Bloodstrike, Cybrid, Lethal, Regex, Bloodwolf, Battlestone, Baboom, and Nitrogen.
Bloodwolf?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, awesome! The Lobo clone who flew around the galaxy on a giant motorcycle, space motorcycle that was a gun.
Yeah.
Like it flips upside down and it's a gun.
Yeah.
So not Youngblood. So we're not
the
getting a Youngblood
first
movie.
Deal was made by Goldsman last fall with the Fallen Angel character Evangeline at Paramount as a feature he intends to direct. So
Okay, so there's an actual studio involved.
There's an actual studio. So we have,
I was waiting for a name that I recognized.
We have Liefeld's Extreme Universe to look forward to.
Can I just actually offer a counter argument to this scorn that you are
sure.
in your voice? You're like, oh, Liefeld, Liefeld's stupid. A little film you might have heard of.
Called Deadpool. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's enough following behind these characters to make movies. That's my score. Not that Liefeld, like, and we all
well,
make
no,
fun,
we,
everyone's
Liefeld's
made fun
terrible.
Of Liefeld.
Yeah, Liefeld's a terrible artist. I mean, like I said, like Bloodwolf is a Lobo clone. Deadpool is a Destro clone. He's a fanboy who somehow made good.
Yes. You know, and I look at this picture that was sourced on TNI.
No idea who any of these people are.
I'm not sure who any of these people are. But it's good to see that Liefeld finally figured out how to draw feet.
Vaguely.
And hands. He can draw hands now, somewhat. But his womanly proportions are still ungodly. Like, that woman shouldn't be able to breathe. I'm just saying, man.
Or her organs should not be able to function.
Yes.
But I mean, I'm just like, it's a Liefeld thing. I'm like, okay, Youngblood.
Yeah.
Youngblood.
I don't know.
Like, that's, like, when you're not even getting into Youngblood territory, that's kind of bad.
I know. There were some promos brought out for the returning CWDC Universe shows.
Yeah.
But this isn't really that. They announced that last week, they announced that an upcoming episode of Legends of Tomorrow will feature...
George Lucas.
Will feature George Lucas and the fact that he quits film school, which in turn... doesn't create Star Wars, doesn't create Raiders, and starts to create problems with the Atom and whatever the new guy's name is, the historian.
Yeah, who cares?
Because Atom became a scientist because of Star Wars, and the historian guy
became... Nobody became a scientist because of Star Wars.
It inspired him, and the
Star Trek inspired people.
The historian guy was inspired by Raiders.
That's a little closer to...
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting last week to see that news, and was like, oh, okay.
Eh.
The awful Bandai Power Ranger movie figures continue to roll out, and I say this because I have not heard one good thing about these figures. At all.
They're probably non-toxic.
Yeah, probably.
That's one.
But Bandai America...
They don't explode into flames.
No, they don't. They're bringing back an old gimmick with their upcoming movie line. There is an updated version of the head-flipping figures of the Rangers, so you'll be able to squeeze their legs, and their it looks like they do, like, their arms move and the head flip. So it's kind of an interesting updated feature. Also, we finally did get revealed that we are indeed getting the Putty Patrol in this film, and... it looks like a big hunk of concrete.
What's it supposed to look like? Just dudes in Zentai suits?
Yeah, I want to see the putties. That was the noise they made. I loved the putties. The putties were the best part of that show. They were ridiculous and dumb, and I loved them.
Okay.
Much like most of my toy collection. It's ridiculous and dumb, and I love it.
To be fair.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I'm generally against them kind of updating stuff and trying to make them cool. So I guess I'm on your side on this one.
Yay! Dave's on my side.
Even though in this particular case, I think that it was justified.
That's true.
But I do generally dislike the premise. It's one of the reasons I love Doctor Who. Because, like, they didn't... You know, like, in Battlestar Galactica, they made the Cylons these giant CGI... You know, the robot Cylons. These giant CGI monsters, right? Doctor Who, they stuck with the Dalek.
Yeah.
They stuck with that design and just said, you know what? We will make it work. We will make it scary.
I saw an article... the other day that was just basically it was an editorial, and it was like, how is this man still in charge of Sherlock and Doctor Who? And it was
apparently some people are unhappy with Sherlock.
Yeah, Sherlock's not good.
Season 3 was supposed to be not good, and I've heard various things about the premiere. It's weird, it's like Everyone's talking about the premiere of season 4, and then on Facebook it's like, the finale of season 4! I'm like, BBC, you've done it again!
Yeah, hooray! Three episode seasons! Yeah, yay!
And then another 3-year wait!
Yeah, no crap.
Yeah, you know, the first couple seasons weren't that good.
No.
They were good, but I'm not sure they're good enough to, like, do Star Wars movie waits.
No, not at all. Today brought us the,
here's another thing I don't like.
The season 3 trailer for Star Wars Rebels. Which is basically the mid-season trailer, I guess. And this, not only does it set up the story continuing on, but it also brought two Star Wars characters in from the prequels. And the very end of the trailer, we get to see old Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And what's old Obi-Wan Kenobi doing?
Sitting in front of a fire.
Well, I guess he is, but...
Fighting Darth Maul.
Yeah.
So we get
apparently they did in the Clone Wars already.
Yes.
So
we get
just like really let it go. He was a cool character. He might have been a cool character. We don't know anything about him except he looked cool.
Yeah.
And then he was wasted because it's George Lucas.
Yeah.
And let's just move on with our lives.
Yeah.
But now
they were like, "How can we bring him back? Make him a cyborg." Da 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 da.
The one time they ever did that was there was a comic. I think it was the Star Wars Tales. And it was really good. It was Darth Vader gets summoned to this weird Sith temple he's never heard of.
Oh.
And these guys are like, "We are the true Sith masters." And Palpatine, Darth Sidious, is the false heir to the Sith dynasty.
Right.
And you as his apprentice, you know, are false. And Vader's like, "Well, I'm just going to kick your ass and kill you now."
Yes.
And like, "Oh, but we've got something." And Maul shows up. Like, "How'd you bring him back? We have access to..." You know, it was just real simple. "We have access to dark Sith magics that you cannot imagine."
Oh, yeah.
And then they have a fight. Huh. And it's an awesome, awesome fight. And Vader wins by being super badass. Because it's like Maul's actually... They're on a lava flow. And Maul's winning. And he's got him. And he's like, you know... Because they've got to draw on their hatred and anger. And it's like, you know, "There's nothing you have that you can hate more than the hate in my heart." And Vader's like, "You're wrong." And he takes his lightsaber and he stabs himself through the chest, which goes through the back and kills Maul. He's like, "I hate myself."
Oh, my God.
He's like, "Amazing. Oh, that was cool."
That's amazing.
Way better than, no, he just survived a 1,000-foot fall after being cut in half. Yeah. And now he's got robot legs.
Yeah, I agree. Super 7 released a Masters of the Universe Classics question and answer segment.
I don't believe you.
And people are really raving about this company already because they basically...
The competition was thin.
I will read you... Well, the competition's dead, so... Maddie Collector shut down its doors on January 1st, which means you can go to their webpage and look at their stock, and it all says no longer available, can no longer available.
Feel a brand new day.
Can you feel a brand new day? So, question, where are my Masters Universe Ultimates, and when will I get them? And the question and the answer is, as we explained before and during the pre-sale, the MOTU Classics Ultimates are a made-to-order release and due to arrive and ship in the spring once production is complete. Question, will the MOTU Classic Ultimates be available in the future? The Ultimates are a made-to-order release. Any inventory that might remain after order ship from cancellations, etc., will be made available in the Super 7 web store.
That's fair.
Question, what is going on with the refunds for the MOTU Classics Ultimates international shipping? The partial refunds for international shipping have all been issued. Question, can I still pre-order or add to my existing pre-order for the MOTU Classics Ultimates? No, the MOTU Classic Ultimates are a made-to-order release with production based on orders received during the pre-order open time. Sorry.
Nah.
Question, can I cancel my MOTU Classic Ultimates pre-orders? Yes, of course. Send a cancellation request to orders at super7store.com.
Please do. People want number. Excess stock.
Question, sure? Will the Master Universe Filmation and Classics lines continues? Yes, the Classics and Filmation lines will continue. Look for an announcement soon. Question, Thundercats. We are working hard to secure the rights to continue the Thundercats line. We hope to have an announcement soon.
That seems fair. It all seems... I mean, here's the thing. Like, because you've already... Like, if you don't have the He-Mans and the Teela's and the Ram-Mans, it's because you were behind the eight ball in the first place.
Yes.
So why did you not jump on this one when you had the show?
Exactly.
Like, if you missed out this time around, you've got no one to blame but yourself.
Yeah, that is very true. No.
Because the last time around, it was kind of... I mean, I know people that were into Masters that didn't hear about the Maddie Collector thing, but by the time they found out about it, it was a little too late.
Right.
But this time around, you should be in the know. It's 2017.
Yes, you should be. This is something we didn't talk about that I find utterly ridiculous. I don't even know how this can happen, but there was, before Christmas, there was a Kickstarter that basically was a, it's a Turbo Man reproject, and it's own your very own Turbo Man action figure, which, okay, it says, using 3D scan data from an original prop, I plan to accurately produce an action figure of Turbo Man from the film Jingle All the Way. Now, technically, everyone's like, we already had a figure. It came out. Well, this one, in the movie, the action figures were way bigger.
Okay.
Like, you can see that just from the picture of Jake Lloyd holding the Turbo Man figure. So there was...
Turbo Man is a wizard.
Yeah. But not only, like, not only is he making the Turbo Man figure, but he, it looks like he's he was also trying to make the other characters from the film.
There were other characters?
There were other characters.
You know, I never actually saw that movie.
It's not great.
I assumed as much.
The problem is even though this project, as of this recording, has 7 days to go and has reached its $13,000 goal of $15,000 with $15,000.47, you can no longer make any pledge because he literally only made 106 of these. You had to pledge $130 or more, and that's it. They're all gone.
Okay. So?
And people are angry. They're like, why? Like, you couldn't do, like...
Yeah, welcome to the wonderful world of... Like, this is, like, one step up from customs. But, yeah. Sometime before Christmas, our friend Benjamin Scott Spencer sent me a link to a guy that was doing these custom... I think they're called Boskovich?
Yeah.
Like, they were Bosk, but as a Russian soldier. Right. He did, like, 20 of them or something. And sold them on his website. I mean, that's how these guys do it. It's a little less logical that this guy, with the advantages of Kickstarter, didn't try to make more, but whatever.
Well, what I find extremely interesting, it's like, how has this not been shut down by the rights holder?
Does anybody hold the rights?
Yes, actually, it's still...
Although
it sounds like, from here, he actually received all of the original props from director Brian Levant.
Okay.
So, I don't think I said his last name right, but I think it's Brian Levant, but... he actually obtained all of these props from them, but it's just, it's fascinating to me. It's like, how?
there was a Tremors one.
Last year. Yeah.
Which, you know, I pledged like $30. Hopefully I get my Graboid.
Yeah.
But again, it was like, how'd they get the rights to that? That one's actually been in active production.
Yeah.
You know, like they've been doing Tremors movies. They just did one Jingle All the Way and just left it alone.
Yeah.
And that was a long, because that was Jake Lloyd before episode one. So that would have been like 97? Like, those rights lapsed, son.
Yeah. The comments are interesting on this because a lot of people are calling them like, are talking, calling people scalpers and all this other stuff. It's ridiculous, dude.
What?
It is utterly, like, if you go... Go to Kickstarter and look up Turbo Man and just read the comments of this because it's there are people fighting with one another and it's just, good God, man.
The movie sucked. The toy looks stupid.
Yeah.
Why are you fighting with each other?
Yeah.
If you wanted it that bad, should have been, well, I don't know. I can't really say that.
Should have been on top of this.
Well, I mean, did you really expect there to be a Kickstarter for a Turbo Man toy?
No.
But yeah, still.
And the fact that people got really upset because then suddenly, like, this that Kickstarter started to get shared via, like, some of the main, like, social media platforms.
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah. And people were like, oh, my God. And then you go there and you're like, oh, I can't even get one. So what's the point?
Yeah, that was kind of poopy.
Dave talked earlier about the Legion. Was that 15, 14?
Sure.
XIV?
14.
Okay. I don't know my Roman numeral, so. I just know 1, 2, and 3, and then 4. And then sometimes I get 4 and 5 missed.
Like, 5 is a V. X is 10. Oh. I think IV is 4.
Oh, okay. So Legion 14 Project, the Suits action figures.
I've been saying forever. Yes. Suits.
Which, again, like Dave says, 1/18 scale, fully posable, highly detailed. And it's just basically action figures in suits.
Dudes in suits.
Yes.
And then they've got, like, dudes in lab coats and dudes in... I'm not even sure. Oh, I guess I haven't... Oh, okay.
So you've got, right now you've got the, out of,
yeah, they got nothing unlocked.
Yeah, but you've got the agent.
Which is a black suit.
Yeah, which is a black suit. The businessman.
Yeah.
And the private security. The Thief, The Assassin.
Most of these are just the colors of the suits. Yes. But again.
And the Kickstarter exclusive Ronald Reagan. The stretch goals are The Scientist.
Yeah, like I said, lab coat.
The General.
General guy.
Come on, man. You could get that and make the General from Doctor Who.
The Brigadier.
Yeah, the Brigadier, because it looks...
Who's not a General, but okay. Well, you know. He does look like the Brigadier.
The Colonel. The Detective.
That I wish they had, come like, further on. Up. That I would love to get.
The Mercenary.
Yeah.
The Federal Agent. The Federale. The Field Reporter, which is awesome. Because even the Field Reporter's got a little gun. The Doctor. The Lab Tech. The Dentist. Which is awesome. And then
they're bringing back their... These guys tried to do a series of female figures earlier, which didn't go through.
No, it didn't. Of the lady. The lady.
But they're like later stretch goals.
Yeah, they are later stretch goals.
I don't think you're going to get to those.
They're like almost $300,000 stretch goals.
Yeah. They go up, because I'm curious if they actually made their thing.
They have not made it yet. They got a $75,000 goal.
Yikes.
They're at $18,000 right now.
They gave themselves a lot of time to stretch.
Yeah, they've got...
I signed up for that like a couple weeks ago.
They've still got about 40 days to go.
Yeah, well, I hope they get it, because I kind of want that Reagan.
Yeah, I know. Dave really wants that
Reagan. Even though he's like 3 stretch goals down, I want that Private Eye.
And that's the thing, is you would think that the Joe fans would be behind this like boss fight, because yes, I get it, it's just a bunch of dudes in suits, it's not that exciting, but for customizers, yeah. For guys who want to, you know, add more to their displays, it's brilliant. And the fact that the Kickstarter figure is Ronald Reagan, who doesn't want a President Ronald Reagan figure to stand on their USS flag display?
I want one.
Yes.
I'd love one. That or... You know, have him send Batman off to fight the KG Beast.
Yes! That's brilliant, David. Brilliant! That's why your mind works! It's brilliant!
So, yeah, hell yeah, I want a Reagan.
Yes. I mean, who
Although, would... to be fair, they just announced Reagan. So
that's true, they did. So that was just today?
That was just today, yeah. As far as I know.
Yeah, today. So hopefully the word starts to get out and people are like, oh my god, guys, we can get a Ronald Reagan figure to put on our displays. How awesome is that? Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty fast.
I think it's cool.
So, Carrie and I did basically one last toy trip for 2016 just because, I don't know, I didn't push her to do this. I wasn't like, let's go somewhere this weekend. Like, we had another 3-day weekend. It was the New Year's weekend. Really didn't have any plans, but on Friday, she had sent me a message that, one, I had left Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in the freezer. And she thanked me for that, and I was very upset, because I was like, don't eat my Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Those are the last ones I can have for a while. And then, two, she was like, would you like to go to St. Louis and go toy hunting with me? And I was like, yes.
Does that imply she would go toy hunting on her own?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
So, we drove to St. Louis and hit up some antique stores that we hadn't been to. We hadn't been to the antique stores in St. Louis in, like, 2 years. So, we hit up the two major ones that we like to go to. Hit up a Savers, and then hit up a Goodwill in the St. Louis area, and we were going to try to make time to go to Annie's Toys, but we didn't get out in time. Like, we started out late. By the time we got to the other antique mall, it was almost 4 o'clock, and they closed at 4 o'clock, so we're, like, running through this antique mall, like, look, is there anything? Do you see anything? hurry, they're going to close. We're going to be fine. I didn't find a whole lot of action figures. The Goodwill, and Dave said he was going to make fun of me for this, but...
I am going to make fun of you for
this. The Goodwill, when I walked in, they had brought out all of the... We all had these carts, and all the new stuff for that day is, like, on these carts, and I found the ones with the toys. I'm looking, I found some stuff. I'm like, okay, well... I'm like, there's the 3D Scooby-Doo board game I've been looking for forever, because I really wanted that 3D game. And I was
Did
like,
you get oh, that one?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's complete. There's still stuff sealed in baggies, like it had been taken out.
Dude, when you do these, look at the stuff I got at Goodwill Post. I don't pay attention to that.
Fair enough.
Because it's like, oh, look, it's some crummy little dirty thing. look.
But I was looking at the toy rack, and I was like, what are all those? And I'm like, those are like Joes. And I start looking, I'm like, oh, there's a bunch of movie Joes. All right, whatever, fine, nobody really wants those. And then I start turning over, like, some of the early, like, 25th anniversary Joes. Like, I was like, oh... Because they had the file cards, like the pre-cut file cards that came with them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, these are actually kind of hard to find, some of these guys. And I started looking them up, and I was, like, calling Dave, and I was like...
Well, yeah, you started texting me, like, oh, I found all these Joes. I'm like, okay.
Well, I was like, I'm going to find them
one.
All.
And you're like, okay, he's not there. I'm like, oh, what about this one? Oh, she's not there.
Well, they had all these Joes. They had a bunch of, like, HeroClix still in boxes. Yeah. They had a crap ton of, like, Sigma 6.
Yeah, you told me they had a bunch of Sigma 6. And then that I didn't know the prices on.
And then just a bunch of, like, random, like, oddball stuff. And I start looking at some of this stuff. And it still had, like, price tags on it that weren't Goodwill. And I'm like, these came from a store. I'm like, somebody either closed down a toy store and just threw it all into Goodwill because they were pissed. Or, I don't know, somebody bought it all and just donated it. So I was just like, holy crap.
But yeah, you were like, they're only $250 a pop. I'm going to buy them all and make a fortune.
Well, I didn't say I was going to make a fortune. I was like, I'm going to buy them all and sell them because I could at least charge $5 a piece for them. And that's what I'm charging for them is $5 a piece.
Yeah, and then I get this. I finally get this the Facebook message.
Sorry, I didn't want to send you a bunch of pictures on the phone.
And I look and I'm like, okay, what do you get? Okay, there's like 5 of them. And none of them are very interesting.
There's like 10. Well, I bought all the Army Builder ones. I bought all the Army Builder ones I could find. And then I bought just a bunch of, like, the Joes. Like.
I think you got zapped, didn't you?
I did get zapped.
Okay, Zap, I think, came in the big box set. The one with the tank and the...
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably should go... Either Zap or Short Fuse, but he wasn't a common one. I know that. But just as a general rule, I'm, like, looking at it like, this is so amazingly underwhelming.
Yeah, well.
You sold this huge score.
I did.
Like,
I did.
Okay.
It was not as...
Is that the first of many, many pictures? It was not.
No, and like, I was going to buy all of the 25th Joes, and I started looking, I was like, and Carrie's kind of like, do you really need to buy them all? And I was like, yeah, probably not. So I picked out some of the key Joes and some of the Army Builder stuff, and I was like, all right, well, this is good. And then she was like, well, are you going to get some of those Sigma 6 ones? And I was like, I don't know. They're like $7 a pop. I'm like, I'm not really a fan. I know there are people are asking weird prices for them on eBay, but I've seen some of the ones that have sold. I'm like, I don't see these selling a whole lot on groups. I'm like, I'm not going to bother with it. I'm like, those can sit here and someone else can buy them. But I found a bunch of kids' books. Like Savers, we didn't find any good toys. But we were pulling through the kids' books, and we just start pulling out like all of these old... Like, all the old licensed stuff that I like Mask and, like, Ring Raiders and this ridiculous stuff. I'm like, we have to buy all this. And the only downside was that, unlike Goodwill, Savers books are $1 a piece no matter what they are, whereas Goodwill's kids' books are 50 cents a piece.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, and they're, like,
outrageous.
They're buy four, get one free. So I spent...
I'm gonna stay in business.
I spent $40 on books at Savers. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I bought a lot of kids' books at Savers. And I found in Savers, I found a original magazine Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom special.
I've got that.
Like the making of and all that. Yeah, I was
I got that.
I was like, neat.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah,
I got one for Return of the Jedi too.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So I bought that. I was like, oh, I gotta have that. But I found some cool board games too. I found Cubert. I found Jungle Hunt, based on the arcade game Jungle Hunt.
Vaguely remember.
And what was the third one I bought? Oh, that Scooby Doo one.
Yeah.
So it was a bunch of smalls for Carrie. We found some Disney stuff and some little Happy Meal stuff here and there that we poked through and found. But I found a Mask guy and a Care Bear posable, but it wasn't anything majorly spectacular. But it was fun. It was a fun day of going out and hitting some of the antique stores that we hadn't been to and just kind of poking around and seeing what we could find. And that's how I spent my New Year's Day. New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. It was New Year's Eve. It was
New
Saturday.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah. It was Saturday. So, and then New Year's, we just slept in. Like, literally, I woke up at 12:30 on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want to do anything. I'm just going to sleep in. That was wonderful. It was a wonderful day of sleeping.
Okay.
And not doing anything.
I think I was out of bed by 10, and I think we hit the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well before it gets cold, because it got cold.
Well, it rained first, and then it got cold.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I got up out of bed and left for work, and I'm like, oh, it's like 45 out here. It's beautiful.
Yep.
And then before 10 o'clock, I'm like, the sun still hasn't poked out of the sky. Oh, and apparently it's 20 degrees out. Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, well, this sucks.
Well, yesterday I was stuck home all day anyway.
Yeah.
Partly, I was glad it rained, because I wouldn't have taken the dog to the park anyway. But, yeah, no, I had a package that... You had to sign for,
yeah.
Which I hate.
What was it?
I hate that. Something.
Oh. Are you not going to tell me?
I'll tell you off air.
Oh, okay.
we'll the fans might actually get to see it.
Oh, okay.
In a series of upcoming videos.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
But yeah, and like I just waited all, you know, it's one of those you wait all day. You don't want to go to the bathroom. Right. You don't want to go downstairs.
Right. You're like, the minute I sit down to go poo,
yeah,
there's going to be a doorbell ring and I got
to
get up.
I like got up. Like, I got up early for me and like ran to, because I figured by, you know, they wouldn't be there at like 8 a.m.
Right.
So like grabbed breakfast and got home. And the guy finally shows up and he was like less dedicated to his job than you were when you quit FedEx. It was just like, here. And I'm like, do I have to sign? No. I'm like, oh, are you serious?
It said I had to sign for it.
It said I had to sign for it. I waited all day.
Oh, my God. That sucks. Yeah. Hey, whatever happened with your stuff out of the UK?
Yeah.
No?
You mean that stuff that they don't know about because we talked about it on the Missing podcast?
No, the podcast is up.
The Mary Celeste podcast?
People can still listen to it.
I don't know.
Still haven't heard anything, huh?
Still haven't heard anything.
Really?
I check that tracking number 2 or 3 times a day.
Ugh. And it's still just kind of in limbo.
Still in limbo.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'd be calling our postal service and be like, hey.
They can't do nothing.
They should be able to. They should be able to track it at customs or something.
Nobody scanned it. They don't know where it is.
Well, that sucks. Hopefully it just got stranded because of the holiday.
I'm hoping.
And it's just taking them extra time. Like, Chad to get that stuff super quick is weird because, like, usually if you send stuff to Canada, it gets there quick. But if I, like, in the past, I've had to send stuff to the UK and in that region, and it takes freaking forever.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I wasn't even worried until just recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still in the limbo thing.
But you get something sipped from freaking Hong Kong, and it's here in, like, 3 days.
Yeah, they must air, they air mail that stuff out, I think. I think the eBay sellers
just
have
send
some
it.
Kind of deal or something.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And I mean, you're dealing with different countries, different customs. I'm sure there's different, you know, hoops they jump through.
Right.
And
well, I always know the hoops I have to jump through when I send stuff to Canada overseas is you have to declare the value at like under $100.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, or else they get hit with hefty fines. I'm like, really? Like, that's ridiculous.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's what they usually have to do with like Canada. You're like, how much are you declaring this for? And I'm like, it's $5. It's toys. When in fact it's probably hundreds of dollars worth of stuff. I'm like, it's $5 and it's just some toys. So that's always the worst part of it. It's just like, why? Why? Well, I hope this stuff shows up.
I do too.
You know.
Yeah, obviously I do.
Yeah. I hope it gets here.
Mm, I do too.
Well, there you go, guys. There's a little bit better of a show than last week.
I don't know that it necessarily was, but
I
okay.
think it was. We actually had stuff to talk about this show.
Yeah.
We actually had toy news. Last week we were like, well, there's no toy news, really. So
talk about Carrie Fisher's death.
We did talk about Carrie Fisher. And then the sad thing was, the day after we recorded that, her mother passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty rough.
Yeah, that was... That's when things really got legitimately... From, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Just it really escalated into a tragedy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very cynical about celebrity deaths, but that was just like both of them to go right after each other.
Her,
that was pretty. It's got to be awful.
Her brother that weekend did a 2020 interview because they, you know, they talked about both of the ladies' careers and, you know, talked about their somewhat rocky relationship.
She did a whole damn book, which made a movie out of it.
Yeah. So, but her brother had a great thing, you know, and he was saying, you know, he was like, my mother, she didn't, you know, she didn't act heartbroken. She was really sad. She was upset. And she was just like, you know, I just want to go be with Carrie. She's like, I just want to be with Carrie. And he's like, and she closed her eyes and leaned back and she was gone. Hmm. And he's like, you know, and he's like, it's tragic. It's a tragedy, but it's beautiful. He's like, it's horrible that it happened, but it's also beautiful that they're together now. They, you know. Mom left to take care of Carrie because she didn't want Carrie to be alone. Hmm. And I was like, that's brilliant. I'm like, kudos to her brother. Like, he wasn't all about, like, I need my 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Now, I'm now the most famous Fisher. Well, not entirely true, but he, for him to have that interview and actually speak, you know, and hold his emotions in check, because it's got to be hard for him. First, he was just, you know, planning a funeral for his sister, and now he's got to plan one for his mother, too. It's like, ugh. But they did announce they were going to be buried together.
Yeah.
The funerals were going to happen at the same time. Apparently, they're both going to be buried at Forest Lawn Cemetery.
Okay.
And he was saying, you know, he's like, you know, Mom and Carrie are going to be buried. You know, Liberace is just around the corner, and Mom and Liberace were really good friends. And I was like, oh, well, this is way more information than I thought I was going to get in this interview tonight. Yeah. But okie dokie. So, and then today, HBO released the trailer for their the documentary that Todd Fisher actually did on his mother and sister.
Hmm.
Like, they just finished filming, like, within this last, like, 8 months or something like that. So, that's going to be a tough one to watch. But I'll probably watch it.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Well, there you go, guys. Dave and I will be back next week with an all-new episode. Make sure you tune in then to check us out.
There might be fan questions.
Oh, there might be. Make sure you check out our sponsors, the Shelled Comics, Shelled Comics blog, and more at shelledcomics.com. Check them out. And then, of course, check us out on YouTubes. On the YouTubes, as the puppet likes to say.
I asked him about fan questions, and he like went on this completely different topic.
Puppet did?
No, you did.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry.
You did. Like, and I'm like, how does this tie in with fan questions? It never did.
No. Check out the YouTubes. Check out YouTube.com/ToyWorldOrder and YouTube.com/BoredTheShow. Hit subscribe. Mash the like button. Converse with the other fans there. Enjoy what is there to find and to watch. And we'll be back next week. So until next time, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out, and welcome to 2017.